It's the biggest of show, Ian Ryan in the hot seat. If you haven't listened before, this is the show where we get stuck into a significant figure from Liverpool's past. In this episode, we turn our attention to former skipper and legend Sammy Hippier. In part two, I'll be in conversation with Stefan Honcho. But before all that, I've got a couple of people making their big hitters debut in Alison McGovern and Phil Blundell, a veteran in Gareth Roberts. And Robbo, I'll start to you. Before we get stuck into Big Sammy, I want to take people back to kind of 1999 and just how we were really feeling about Liverpool Football Club at the time. It is a long time ago now, but where were you as a fan in terms of where you thought the club was at?
So 1999, you're going to have to remind me. So we're sort of between post Roy Evans and the start of Houllier, is that right?
Yeah, so we've got, so Evans is left the club and we've got Gerard Houllier in sole charge.
So it was a bit mad then, wasn't it? Let's say that, because I loved Roy Evans, and I think we all did. And I think there was times there was footy under Roy Evans that was amazing. And I think that gets a little bit lost in it all, really. But we moved on. Obviously, there was the joint managers thing, which was as mad as it sounds and still is mad and always will be mad. And I think more and more you hear players talk about that era and how they open up the longer it gets into the past. And they say, they were saying boss to both people or one person, didn't quite know who was in charge, and it was never going to work. That, it was a mad thing to do. But yeah, once Jed got going, and there's that famous picture, isn't there, from that close season of like a cast of thousands all sat round them in the seats. He made a few signings, and obviously Sammy was one of them. And yeah, it just felt like a bit of a fresh dawn. I think Jed was once he was in charge, walk the walk, and it felt like we were going somewhere. I'd put him up really high. Gerard Houllier is producing a side that gave me some of my best times as a Red. I think it gets lost that a little bit in the mist of time. I'd always say, for instance, the treble season is one of my best as a Liverpool fan. And it was, a season when we won our first European trophy for 16 years. So we were on the road to that, weren't we, around this time that you're talking about? And yeah, Sammy was Sammy didn't create any ripples at first as part of that set of players that come in. Everyone's just sort of like, oh, we've bought some centre-half that we haven't heard of. Obviously when you look back at that now, that's a story in itself, because what he did performance-wise, where he is now in the echelon of Liverpool players, he's up there as one of the best centre-halves we ever had. But at the time, £2.5 million, Willem too. It's the only reason anyone knows that footy club, because we signed Sammy Hippier from them. And all on the recommendation of a TV cameraman as well.